Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today's devotion is called A Done Deal. I'm going to start with three passages of Scripture that talk about God's plan. First is Ephesians 1, 3 through 6. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." And then there's Ephesians 1, 9 and 10. It says, "Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him." And thirdly, Ephesians 2, 4 through 6, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." You see, God doesn't deal in crisis management. That's for at least two reasons. First, his knowledge is infinite, so he has complete understanding and awareness of all things, past, present, and future, at all moments of eternity. And secondly, what he says will be is actually already accomplished in and through his only begotten self, Jesus Christ. When we talk about accepting Christ, the precedent and primary reality is that he chose us and made us, note the past tense, accepted in his Son, get this, before time began. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." Are you tracking with me? Every spiritual blessing accepted in the Son, seated with him, made eternally alive. It's all a done deal. So why all the fuss? Why the tribulations and sorrows and grief? Why the sacrifice? Why the cross? The full answer to that is way beyond my meager mind. But one thing we can know because we are told. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God." It was, it is, and it will always be joy. It was set before him, and that made it worth everything. And you, my friend, are a part of that joy forever. It's a done deal, God's deal. And you will never have done anything to merit it. In Christ, you are the forever recipient of God's lavish love, made in his image and likeness. Hallelujah.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm,
and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.